Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we have the creator of one of my favorite web series ever, of The Bay, Gregory Martin, joining us. I will talk to Gregory about his career and anything he's working on that he can talk about. As usual, I have my esteemed colleague Emily with me, so let's get going. And we're still waiting for our guest to call in, so I guess we're just going to wait here for him.
Okay, so how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Like we normally do. I am sick, so disclaimer, Emily apologizes for any noises because I'm so sick today. That's the only reason I get to do the show is because I'm homesick today.
Right.
I'm not sick. I'm trying to tell myself that because I think it'll make it better, but so far it's not working.
I get that.
Go figure. No, I need a freaking vacation. I can't let being sick ruin another one. Because I was sick over Christmas vacation, and no.
Mm-hmm.
Not again. Girl needs a vacation. Anyways, I feel like we should play the Jeopardy theme song, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're freaking out just a bit.
I am a little bit.
Don't even worry, we got this. Okay, it's no big deal. So just call in, and if anything happens, at least you're not here alone. Like, it could be worse. So, I feel like we should talk about something instead of just being in silence.
I think so, too.
Okay, so do you want to talk? Let's talk about The Bay a little bit. We'll talk about what we think about it while we wait, since that's fitting. So,
right.
Who's your favorite character on The Bay?
Oh, God, there's so many.
I don't have a favorite either. I like everybody.
Seriously, I know.
Although, I mean, okay, I like Peter. And I like Pharaoh.
Yep. Yeah.
And I like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I like Igor. Because he's crazy
as hell. Igor is cool, I have to say.
When I first started watching it, you know how on like the third episode, he had bombs strapped to him and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching that, and I was texting Sammy, and I was like, Sammy, this is so good, you have to watch. And then I sent her a picture of Mike, he had bombs strapped to him. She's like, of course he does. Like, why wouldn't he? And I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. And then I stalked the actor that plays him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So he followed me back. We need to have him on the show.
Yes, we do.
Anyways. I wish I could breathe. That would be really awesome.
That's funny.
Because, you know, breathing's a good skill.
Exactly. It is.
Anyways.
Anyway.
I want to sing the Jeopardy song, but I feel like that's not happening.
Nope. It's probably not happening at all.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the Soap Spiel tweeted us.
Yep. I saw that.
I just saw that. I'm looking on our Twitter. Twitter. On the Twitter. We basically own it.
On the Twitter. That's funny.
Just scrolling on the Twitter.
Exactly.
I used to call it the Tweeter, and it made people laugh, and now I can't do it anymore because I laugh at my own joke.
The Tweeter.
And apparently, laughing at your own joke is not funny.
Right, I agree.
Did Carly and Sonny have good scenes today? Because Laura Wright tweeted about it.
They were awesome. Yeah, they really were.
Did they kiss today? Was there a kiss?
Nope.
Maybe?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Damn it. I'm waiting. Wait, they didn't break up, right? I can't do that. Not in my fragile state. Okay, good. Just checking my bases. So, yeah. How are you?
Right now? Okay.
Okay, not too bad. You know that text I sent you earlier?
Mm-hmm.
about that guy that used to be my teacher.
Right.
Okay, y'all, let me just... I was so heated earlier, but I didn't have the energy to yell, so I texted Cody about it. Because what are friends for?
Exactly, what are friends for? Seriously.
I literally texted my friend and I said, I'm going to need you to remind me to pack my pills for when I go to Alabama, okay? And
that's funny.
She's like, okay. I don't even remember, like, see, that's why I have these kind of problems, because I can't remember to take my allergy medicine every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the weather does this, because, you know, the weather thing that only Tennessee does.
Right.
And then Emily gets sick. Mm-hmm. I really think it's from the jump in weather, because it was, like, 50, and then it was, like, 20.
Right.
Today it's 55. It was, like, 20 degrees.
Yeah, and tomorrow will be, like, 39.
Yeah. I know, today was the warm. I remember I was talking to you this weekend, and I said, Wednesday is going to be warm. I'm going to wear my senior shirt on Wednesday because it's the only day that I'm going to wear short sleeves. And I missed out on that because I didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, now that we've discussed my fashion choices, we need something to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let me look at what I have in this notebook of magical things. Oh, I was going to ask you this. I was like, we should play another game. You know how we played that game? It was really fun. I was thinking of questions earlier that we didn't ask, and like, okay, who was your first concert? Because I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, I need to ask him that, so we'll just ask it right now.
Kimmy Chesney.
Really? When was it? Like, how old were you?
Oh, it was my freshman year of college.
My first concert was Styx, and I was 7 years old.
Nice.
And I was too short to see the stage. My dad had to put me on his shoulders. I was adorable. And then we went to Alabama the next weekend, and I sang Styx all the way to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we knew that it was too late to turn back. And my parents bought me an iPod and put all their old people music on it, and that's why I act like I'm 80.
Wow.
They did this to me. Now, that's the reason I listen to people like Styx and Journey and Foreigner and all those people, because my parents were in charge of iPod number one.
Wow.
Hey, they raised me right, I guess.
Apparently.
First concert was Styx. Best concert was Pat Benatar and Sarah Evans. I can't decide between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, okay. I need more things to talk about. I'm trying here.
Me too.
This is super awkward.
Yes, it is. Colleen Gregory.
If you did daytime TV, you'd never do nighttime OR films. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Oh, or in all caps. Who's Robin Strasser?
That's the former Dorian Lord on One Life.
Oh, she tweeted, if you did daytime, you'd never do nighttime OR films. That was prevailing wisdom. Quick, smart people. I can't even read her tweets. With daytime stars who got starrier, that's not a word.
Right.
She's pretty, though. I'm stalking her now because I saw that tweet and I didn't understand it. Oh, now I know who she is. Now I see her face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what we should do one night? Let's just brainstorm some ideas. Okay, one night we should have a show where we just, people give us we'll ask them the day before, give us a bunch of random celebrities, and we'll stalk them on the internet and tell you what we find.
Wow.
We'll stalk them, like, we'll look on their Twitters, we'll Google them, and tell you what we find about them that's interesting. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We might
learn
something.
Yep.
There was another one I had a really good idea for, and I forget what it was, where people would have to give us we could do a question and answer, and, like, people could give us the questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
It is a good idea.
But the problem is, will people give us questions? No, I'm sure they would. We're such puzzling creatures.
Apparently we are.
Apparently. I don't like being sick. You know, that's the worst thing ever when you're a singer. Like, singer problems.
Right.
Like, I mean, why couldn't I do something else? Or acting, because I can't go to rehearsal like this.
Right, I agree.
Singer problems. Why did I have to be a singer? Why did I have to have these problems? Well, I could change my General Hospital fan problem Twitter into a singer problem Twitter.
Singer problems fan Twitter, yep, exactly.
So. I ran out of things to say about General Hospital fan problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember my password, which really irritates me because it was a great Twitter.
Wow.
Well, let's search for it.
Search for it.
I don't know my password. Oh, I found it. It's called GH Fan Prob. And the bio says, thing we all know too well. And the location is 7th floor, nurse's station.
Wow. That's awesome.
We have I have 106 followers, and I'm only following 69 people. I don't want to say 69. Because people make jokes about it. Anyway. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Let's see what funny things I've tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tweeted a lot more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, I didn't know I tweeted this much. I'm not that cool. These were back in the Luke and Laura days. This is great. Let me just scroll all the way to the bottom. Somebody said they were addicted to my Twitter. I was so happy. They were like, Soap Fan Prompt is my life. My first tweet, you're a soap fan when you wish Monday would hurry up, just so you can see what happens because of Friday's cliffhanger.
Wow.
Do that. Cool. You know you're a GH fan when you cry every time you hear All I Need. That's also true.
That's very true.
When you break down every time, just you and me are home again, please. I forgot I said these things. Somebody said, and think of Laura. I was like, yeah, that one gets me too. Let's not talk about it.
Right.
That moment when you're in a group of people and you're saying, but you don't understand, they belong together, and you're talking about a soap couple.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have.
When you're learning about Athens and history, and all you can think about is Cassadine Island. Also been there. I told a teacher that. They said something about Athens, and I was like, oh, Cassadine Island. And then I was like, wow, I can't believe I said that. Whenever you hear Love Triangle, the first thing your mind wanders to is Laura, Luke, and Scotty.
True.
You're either Team Quartermain or Team Cassadine. Also true.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
We have our guest, I believe.
Hello.
Hey, Gregory. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Cody?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry, I'm running a little late. I just got out of a meeting.
Not a problem at all.
How are
you? Yeah, we were just having a little fun waiting on you.
A little BS session over here.
Yeah.
Thanks. Are we live? Is this live? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, we are. Okay. Great. I didn't know that.
We're live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. It's been so long.
Glad to have you back. You know, I did have some fan questions for you if you're all right with it.
Sure. Yes.
This
I know we had some technical difficulties yesterday, and I'm
yeah,
glad
we did,
we're able to work it out. And I'm looking forward to answering any questions. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we appreciate you. We appreciate you doing this, and I have to tell you again, the Crystal Airs. Is just awesome.
I know.
She's just been incredible throughout this whole thing. She's been incredible.
She makes me think I need an assistant. I asked my mom if I could get an assistant, and she was like, why do you need an assistant? And I was like, because they'll do whatever I tell them.
She's really awesome.
So this first question comes from Janine. She goes, will we see more of Janice and Peter on the next chapter?
And who is this from? Jermaine?
Janine.
Did you say Janine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, you will see more of Janice and Peter. As far as whether or not you'll see them together, you'll have to wait and see. but you'll see plenty more of Janice and Peter in the upcoming season. So.
Okay.
Two of my favorite people to work with, and they do dynamic work. I'd be a fool not to continue writing for them. So.
I put that in there, right? Exactly. you know, and this is sort of interesting question that I actually wondered about personally. Do you write when you sit down to write an entire chapter? Do you write each episode individually, or do you just write the entire season and break it and break it down into episodes?
What we'll do is I work with Jade Harlow, mm-hmm. who's one of the stars of the show. She plays Leanna. But what we'll do is we'll kind of throw ideas out to each other. I have my main idea of what the direction I want the show to go into, and then I'll talk to her about it, and then she'll give me some ideas, and then, mm-hmm. Some will stick and some won't. And then I will, once I fleshed out with Jade the outline of what I'm happy with, then I'll go back and I'll start writing it, and I'll write them per act, which is per episode. And then we'll send them. I'll send it back to Jade and back to and Carol, who's the chief operating officer of Lainey. Mm-hmm. She's also the coordinating producer on the Bay. I'll send it to both of them, and then they'll give me their notes. And then whatever I like from what Jade presents, I'll keep, and whatever I like from what Carol presents, I'll keep. And whatever I don't like, then I'll just put what I like. But that's usually how the process works. Mm-hmm. I do write the full chapter, and then I might take a little break before I go into the second chapter or the next chapter. I'll write the entire chapter within a week, and then we'll take a little break, and I'll go back into writing. We'll make our tweaks and do what we need to do, and then we'll go back and start on the next chapter. But we have an idea of where we want to take the show. And then Christos also has a lot to do with the creative aspect of things too, because he's my vice president of my company and also the executive producer of the Bay. So he'll have a lot of input too on, some of the direction we go into. But overall, I kind of make the ultimate decision as the head writer and I do write the screenplay because it's hard for me to have someone else come in and write it, because I just write so quickly, and this show's been in my head for so many years. But they come, particularly Jade, because she's more of the one that kind of comes and throws out ideas than anyone else. But they'll come in, and they come in with some great input, and it's always great to hear other ideas, and so it all works out.
And that question came in from Sharon, so I was just throwing that out there.
Sharon. Okay, yes. Sharon. That was Janine. Oh, no, Janine was the other one. Okay, yes. Okay, great.
And this question comes in from Susan. When will you start filming the next episodes?
We will... our goal is to shoot the next episodes end of April, beginning of May. Mm-hmm. I want to be in production on season 4 in April, at least the middle of April. But we're still putting all our funds together because it's not free to shoot the show, and we're not, we don't have a studio behind us, so we have to find funding, and it's all done through sponsorship and advertisement, and of course the support from the fans through fundraising campaigns and things like that. So our goal is mid-April to begin, to at least begin the pre-production, and then by no later than mid-May to go into production on the next season.
Mm-hmm. And that ties into my next question is this. Let me find it. Hold on. Question. Are you going to have another... a fan weekend?
Like yes, we will have a fan weekend. We'll probably tie it into either the General Hospital fan weekend or the Days of Our Lives, Day of the Days, or something along those lines. makes things easier for the fans because they're traveling out for you know, one of the other shows.
Right.
So yes, we're definitely in, you know, planning to have another fan weekend. It's probably going to be a yearly thing. So
awesome. And you know, being a soap fan, I think I know the answer to this next question. And you've worked on soaps a lot. Do you believe in when you're writing? Do you believe in super couples, or do you prefer serial couplings?
Do I believe in super couples, or what was it? Or do I? What was the second?
Or just a serial couplings, like trying this person out with that person, or whatever, you know.
Every soap opera or drama series needs to have more than one super couple. I think it's.
I agree 100%.
Extremely.
Yep.
I think that's what fans want to see. They want to see the passion, the romance, the intrigue, the struggle to stay together. And you know, it's just, you know, love, you know, love in the afternoon. It's just so,
right.
it's such a classic part of, you know, American television for so many years that it just, you know,
right.
to have
nobody likes when their couple breaks up either.
Exactly.
That makes me so mad. Like, it'll ruin my day. Like, yes, okay, I'll have a great day, and then I'll, like, watch General Hospital, and when your couple breaks up, no.
Yeah.
That, like, ruins the rest of your week.
Yeah, I think the key to writing it is if they break up, the fans and the couple themselves have to yearn to be together. And that's what, you know, that's what creates a super couple, the challenges, the struggles, the, you know.
Well, the worst part is when they break up and, like, one person, like, leaves town. I'm like, well, great, now we have no hope. Like, thanks. You could have ripped that Band-Aid off a little slower.
Yeah. A lot of times the executives don't have a lot of control over that because, you know, one of the actors want to leave the show, and then we have to
come
with creative ideas on how to make that work. But, yeah, if it's up to the execs and it's going well and you're getting a great response, the idea is to keep them together or keep them wanting to be together, you know. And I think that's where...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times today, there's just no, you know, you don't see a lot of super couples because they move on so quickly to the next person and they're suddenly in love with someone new, where that doesn't usually happen. You know, there's a struggle. You know, one of the last super couples that I remember from daytime was Sonny and Brenda, because no matter what, of course they ruined it, you know, by the end, but, you know, no matter what, it was... you knew when Sonny and Brenda were in each other's presence that they could not take their hands off of each other. Or, you know, it was, and that's, you know, that's what super couples are about. No matter how much struggle it is to be together, it's the irresistible moments, you know, not being able to resist being in each other's arms, no matter how bad it is for you.
I remember when she came back, she was back from General Hospital for a minute, you know, in... during the 50th anniversary, and she came back, and I was like, we're getting Sonny and Brenda. It's going to happen. And then it was like, oh, she's engaged to Jax. Let me just, you know, that's great. Thanks.
Right.
Like, she shows up at his house. That's the first place she goes. You know, that's always where I go when I go back home. I always go to my ex's house first. And she's like, he's like, why are you here? And then she's like, didn't you read the letter I wrote you? And he's like, no, I never read it. And I'm like...
Yeah.
She's breaking my heart over here.
No, I don't watch the show, so I don't know anything about that.
I go back and forth with my Sonny and Brenda, like with my Sonny pairings, because I like every pairing that he's a part of. I think it just says everybody that he's with plus him is so great. So I can cope when she comes back and then they break up again. Like, I'm okay with that. But some pairings, nope. Sometimes you just can't move on.
Yes.
Here's another question from Hillary. She wants to know, what do you enjoy creating and executing more, a comedy or drama?
What do I enjoy? What? I'm sorry.
Writing and filming more. A comedy or drama in the bay. Or what do you enjoy?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's hard to say because it depends on the scene. We can have a lot of fun doing the comedic scene. But if the drama's done right and you feel the passion and you feel the, you know, the excitement of whatever's happening and the struggles, then, you know, that can be amazing. It's harder on an actor because they have to get there. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I would say probably drama because I've done more drama than comedy. But I do enjoy comedy, and I'm actually working on a new show right now that's a comedy. So it's exciting. So.
Awesome. You know, and from one writer to another, because I'm a writer myself, I enjoy digging in and just writing those high drama, high intensity scenes. But on the same token, I'm more of a comedy guy. I can write comedy just like that, you know.
Oh, cool! Yeah, that's awesome.
I think I'm funny, but other people don't. So, like, I'll write something and I think it's hilarious, and then people are like, "No." Or I tell a story. The worst is when you come home or whatever, and you're telling a story, and you thought it was hilarious, and nobody laughs, and you're like, "Well, I guess you have to be there." That happens to me like every single day. Because I'll think stuff's hilarious, and then I tell my parents, and they don't think it's funny. Or I tell Cody, and he's like, cool.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know.
Awesome.
And to kind of wrap this up, because we've only got about 3 minutes left of the show, and I know you've got places to be. I've got sort of a story to tell you about how I started this radio show. I actually had I have several friends in this whole internet radio arena, and I called in a few times to talk to a few celebrity guests that they've had on, and after I did, I said to myself, you know, if they can do this, you know, I can do it. So I thought about it for a few months, and I started the show in August of 2012, and I brought Emily on with me March of last year, and it's just been incredible. I mean,
I appreciate
you know, I've honestly fulfilled several dreams doing this.
That's amazing. Yeah, and that's how I feel with the Bay. I think, you know, I've always had a passion for daytime soaps. You know, growing up with soaps like Santa Barbara and Another World and One Life to Live, General Hospital, all my children, so to actually, you know, create a show that brought so many iconic stars together, and brought, and in my opinion, you know, forgive me, I might be a little biased, but has all the elements that made daytime soap so good in the 80s and 90s. It feels amazing. It feels amazing, and I think, you know, everyone that's working on the show, most of the cast have been there since day one. You know, we're Emmy nominated. We were always in the soap magazines. We won the ICE Awards when they offered it for fans' choice. You know, we recently were in Entertainment Weekly for top web shows to watch in 2015. So I think the response has been good. But you know, people really, I mean, they're working on the show because they enjoy it, and I think that's because of the fact that, you know, we don't have that anymore in daytime today. And I really hope that, you know, I know that they're moving some things around over at Days. They have some new writers there, and Greg is a great friend of mine. And I know General Hospital with Valentini and Ron. I know they've been working really hard to try to keep the show alive, and they've had some wonderful ideas this year, and the same with The Bold and the Beautiful, and
right.
And I like some of the casting decisions that have been made over at Young and the Restless, you know. So I think, you know, they're all working really hard. They're better than they've been in a long time, and mm-hmm. and I think it's great to see that. So.
And I'll be totally honest with you. There's no bigger thrill for me than having these people on and promoting any of their projects. I will promote anything any of my past guests ever do. So
that's awesome.
Go ahead, Em.
Okay, I was going to say, before I forgot, going back to what you said about, like, you know, what made Soap so good before, yeah, like, The Bay, I didn't think I would like it because it's online, and I felt like that was a lot of work to watch a soap on my computer, but I got addicted to it, as we discussed yesterday.
Awesome.
In one day, I watched them all, but I like it because, like, I think on daytime right now, they're trying to, like, draw in young people by, like, having so many young characters, and, like, their cast are so huge with all these young people, and they're new people and they're like new characters that no one really cares about, like, and so they keep doing that. But I like The Bay because, you know, there's like a mix of the young characters and the older characters, and I like the older characters more than the young ones, which is kind of an unpopular opinion, but I like on all the shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With The Bay, it's definitely not a not popular decision. I think a lot of, you know, first of all, I think that we blend them in great. So I think Christos has a huge fan base, and
mm-hmm.
as does Will, and, you know, or Peter and Will, and obviously Leanna. But I think it's done because they're perfectly intertwined with these veterans like Mary Beth Evans and, you know, Ron Moss or Tristan Rogers or Jackie Zeman.
Yeah, I wish they would do that on the other shows, because I know that a lot of, like, they're trying to draw in a lot of young people with the younger characters, and I'm, like, more interested in, like, the veterans because I've, like, watched them longer, and so I'm, like, more invested in what they do, and slowly you see less and less of them. Like, some characters I forget are on the show, and then you see them and you're like, oh, I forgot you were on this show. And so I wish they would, like, do more of that on daytime, like you guys are doing at The Bay, so...
Yeah, awesome. Thank
I like
you.
That.
I wanted to thank you again for taking a few minutes to come join us today. And you've got, like I said, a open invitation back anytime. And we'd love
thank
to have you.
You. Sorry, you came in late. I just was wrapping up the meeting, and I didn't know that we were recording live. I thought we were just recording. You know, pre-taping, and then we're going to
mm-hmm.
go back and cut yesterday's show and today's show into one. So I wasn't...
Completely understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows we're live right now. Like, nobody knew that we were on. We didn't, like, publicize anything.
Actually, we're not live. This is actually pre-recorded.
Yeah, this right now we're recording. We were live for a little bit, but nobody knew that we were live, so when they listen to it, it'll all just be one tape.
Oh,
right.
So you're going to combine the two?
Yeah.
I think we... Oh, are we? Okay.
Actually, no,
Okay.
Actually, no. We're gonna.
If there's a way to combine the two, get some of the great. I mean, I did like, you know, the questions that were asked yesterday about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the soap. You know, if I were to do a soap, or then the question about the ISA. I think the only issue was, since there was only one fan question, that made it. You know, but I think
right.
I was happy with the way I responded to some of the things. Yesterday.
Yes.
So if there's a way to make one show out of this,
if there's a way, I'll do it.
Editing. I don't know if you guys are capable of doing that. That would be great.
If there's a way, we'll figure it out. Yeah,
yep.
Unfortunately,
yep,
we had technical difficulties yesterday with our callers. And we have this one person that tries to call us every time we have somebody related to, like, The Bay or the General Hospital. They try to call us every time, and it never works for them. And I don't know what they do, but they try to call us every single time. And I feel bad because we never talked to this person, but...
Right,
I don't know what
exactly.
they're doing that's not working out. So,
well, I really appreciate you guys having me back on, and I think it was great that we, you know, my only concern yesterday was that there was, you know, there was only one fan that was able to call in.
Right.
And they were asking questions about the ISIS, and it was just, you know, I had to post something about how to be careful not to, like, you know, say anything negative, and I just didn't want it to seem like I was, you know, anything weird with this. So that's why I just kind of wanted to make sure that there were other fans' questions that I addressed besides the ISIS, I do really like the fact that she did ask the question. I think that was a great question, and I don't want to lose it. And then I also feel the same thing with the I think it was you or somebody asked a question about my if I were to write for days, what would I do? I think that was a fun.
Oh yeah, that was Melissa, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cool. I can't remember.
Yeah, but I think now that we've added these other questions from fans, I think if we combine the two, you can make something great. I think it'll be fun. I'd love to see what you guys come up with. You might have to use like the, you know, the ending from the other one, you know, clip it and put it at the end of this one, because I think we ran out of time before taping.
Right.
Yeah. You know. But, you know, whatever you guys do, I'm sure it'll be great, and I'm looking forward to hearing it all together.
Thanks for all the support, Gregory.
Of course. Of course. Thanks. Thank you so much for the interest, and, you know, I'd love to keep, you know, to keep this going, and, you know, as we move forward with, hopefully we'll get some nominations, I'll come back and we can talk about that.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
When we go into our fourth season, I'd love to come back as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'd love to, like I said, we'd love to have you back anytime. We'd love it. So.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cody.
Great.
Thank you, Emily. You guys are great. I know I see you. So, Cody, are you a fan of what show besides the Bay?
I'm a General Hospital fan.
Oh, you are? So you're both GH fans?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I keep up with Days, but I don't watch it because, you know, we talked about that yesterday. I can't keep up with two soaps at once. But I keep up with what happens. Like, I read on Twitter, but I don't watch it unless, like, certain characters are on. I go and find their scenes online, but I don't watch, like, the whole episode. Which sounds really bad, but Emily has a busy life, everyone.
Okay, awesome. If you can, when you edit this, I don't want to, like, you know, if you can, you know, when I was talking about how soaps, you know, are losing, you know, when I was saying that we're missing some of that stuff, I did compliment all four of the shows. By saying that Days is making some changes there with their head writers and then General Hospital with what they're doing in Bold and the Beautiful. It would be good if we can keep all four, if we can keep that all in, because I don't want anyone to think I'm taking favoritism to any of the shows.
Don't lose that, exactly.
I'm not actually, you know, even though I'm very close to the fans, and I was a fan myself at one point, I actually work with all of these guys, or, you know, we mingle often, so I don't want to ever be in a situation where somebody thinks I'm favoring one over the other, you know.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's totally, I mean, that's, I'll make sure that's in there.
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Gregory.
Thanks.
This will be great. I can't wait to hear it all. Please send me the link once you have it posted, and I'll share it.
I'll do it.
All right, awesome.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yes, even though I'm sick. I apologize for my illness, everyone.
Since you are sick, what do we say? I'll let you go, and I'll just kind of wrap up here.
All right, that works for me. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's interview. Let's see. Friday, which coincidentally happens to be Friday the 13th, oh Lord, will be our GH recap show. And on the 27th, well, I'm working on a few things for the 17th and 24th, but on the 27th we have a lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle back on the show with us to talk about the things that are happening with her rapidly rising career. And so I think that ends all the announcements, and I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.